Hello.
Hello.
Is mic three on?
Mic three, try it.
Hello.
Yeah, it sounds on. I think your microphone.
Okay, I'm probably just using the wrong headphone.
Yeah, probably. Welcome back to So Fresh, So Fine with C139 at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
You got it.
That's it's also an educational radio, so.
That's huge.
Stay learned, kids.
So, tonight's show, we have... Did you bring the book?
Yes, okay, I did bring the book.
We're going to be reviewing a book called How to Be a Lady.
I'd like to give a quick shout-out to all 8 of our listeners.
Oh, sweet.
Big night for us.
Val Deal, Emily's father, gave it to her last Christmas. It's you can purchase it at Brooks Brothers.
It is a Brooks Brothers original.
Yeah, so it basically... Like, any circumstance a lady would find herself in, it gives you...
It tells you what to do.
Yeah. Like, for instance, chapter 3 is A Lady Goes to Dinner. And chapter 7 is A Lady and Her Friends. And chapter 8 is A Lady Goes to the Office. Like, all of these things that
because a lady ladies, will do. Because ladies, they do work. Contrary to popular belief.
Yeah. And...
A lady can be a working woman.
And as I read it, there's a lot of... I'm doing, like, maybe 3% of the stuff in this book.
It's a full book. It took me all of Christmas to finish.
Yeah, it's a whopping 154 pages.
Yeah, and they're, like, if you... You can't... Since you probably a lot of you don't have the book to read along at home, though we will provide the pages if you want to follow along, It's a very full book of just like 180 character, like little snippets of what a lady should do with some longer notes on
some
separate occasions. Yeah.
Also, for all the gentlemen listening to this, these can be applied to both female and males.
It's all about being a good person.
But if you feel like you need a more specified book, there is How to Be a Gentleman.
It's true.
Available wherever books are sold, it says in the back.
So try your local Brooks Brothers
or
general
Barnes and Noble, local bookstore.
Yeah, you know,
maybe Tufts take a bookstore.
We'll look into it. We'll let you know next episode. What's the ladylike song that we want to listen to just to kick the night off?
Do you know what song I was listening to?
Yeah, we're not gonna listen to that.
But it's so aggressive.
It's a little too. Maybe we'll kick it in later.
Okay.
Let's go for a nice a classy, Nat King Cole LOVE. It's a classy number. Let's not.
Oh, Michael Bublé.
Okay, what do you want?
That's it. Surprise me.
Okay. Michael Bublé, where is he?
He actually just released a new album.
Really?
Yeah, I was listening to it recently.
All right, let's go for the classic Haven't Met You Yet.
Ah, love it.
All right, hit the track.
Not surprised, not everything lasts. I've broken my heart so many times I stop keeping track. Talk myself in, I talk myself out. I get all worked up, then I let myself down. I tried so very hard not to lose it. I came up with a million excuses. I thought of every possibility. So much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. I might have to wait, I'll never give up. I guess it's half timing and the other half's luck. Wherever you are, whenever it's right, you'll come out of nowhere and into my life. And I know that we can be so amazing. And baby, your love is gonna change me. And now I can see every possibility. But somehow I know that it'll all turn up. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, I'll get so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. They say it up. Promise you, kid, I'll give more than I get, than I get, than I get, than I get. Oh, you know it'll all turn out. And you'll make me work so we can work to work it out. And I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. Yeah, I just haven't met you yet. Just I haven't met you yet. Oh, I promise you, kid, to give so much more than I get. I just haven't met you yet. Such a birthday. I just haven't met you yet.
Hey kids, we're back.
Hey.
Hello.
So we're gonna like go through some of the, you know.
Yeah. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. Okay. Oh.
Just pick one, we'll talk.
Yeah, I'm gone. Here, wait. I had the one. Oh my god, this is so I just looked, there's a whole chapter for a lady in breast cancer.
Wow, that's a little deep.
Oh man.
Let's avoid that.
Oh, a lady and the gynecologist.
Ah, that's useful.
That is useful. Okay. Oh my god, let's
start from the top. And then we'll get into the deeper stuff later.
Okay.
What is the first thing that a lady should do?
A first thing that a lady should do. Whoa, we're getting right to the beginning. Okay. Okay. Yeah, when a lady is asked to be a bridesmaid, she accepts the request as an honor. If she does not particularly like the dress, she keeps it to herself.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That's pretty good advice.
I feel like I will be like, no, that dress is disgusting.
Yeah, probably.
A lady doesn't discuss her breakups with others. That just doesn't happen.
That's just not realistic, to be honest.
Oh, a lady learns how she looks best when being photographed.
You know, that's important.
It's important.
Have you seen Gigi's profile pictures? Two of the same pictures.
Exact same.
The same
pose.
Spray tan.
Same bad pose. Spray tan.
But she looks good though.
The skinny arm the with skinny, the hand on the
aggressive
hip.
Aggressive skinny arm, pushing the boobs out a little.
Stomach in.
Yep.
And like arch back a little.
We're all familiar with these pictures.
Yeah. I had to stop doing that pose because it was too obvious.
It was clear.
A lady makes an effort not to be late. We're late to our own radio show.
Almost always.
Yep. And a lady doesn't talk during a performance, a sermon, or a lecture, which we did do because in chemistry we were asleep in every lecture.
Yeah, so you could say we didn't talk.
Not much talking. Lots of respect from us. Oh, a lady knows that the gym is her opportunity to get in shape. She should be focused on her workout and dressed appropriately so she is not a distraction to others or even herself as she jogs or does aerobic movements. A lady is careful to wear clothes that support her bust line and wear tights or shorts that are complementary to her figure and functional at the same time. She doesn't use the gym for getting dates or catching up on the latest gossip. A lady knows that if she is serious at the gym, it will pay off.
I wish I was serious at the gym.
I'm not serious at the gym. I look like crap when I go to the gym. And I just hang out with people when I go to the gym.
I'm a gossip queen at the gym.
A gossip queen at the gym?
You know, like when you're stretching, you see somebody you know, so you're like, so what's up? Like, tell me all your details, you know?
Oh, I love a good lowdown. I love a good stretch session.
Yeah, I was just saying I need to stretch my hip flexors today.
Also, this one just like doesn't make sense. Like, a lady uses, I mean, it does, it makes perfect sense.
Well, what does
like,
she use?
A lady uses her turn signals when she drives.
So, yeah, I mean.
Anyone.
Well, that's, not everyone uses
should,
it.
No, should, you know? A lady doesn't put her makeup on while driving a car. Well, when is she supposed to put on her makeup?
Before she drives?
No.
That's ridiculous.
That's just unrealistic. Nobody's got time for that. Rolling up to school. Pulling into my parking spot, the loser lot, putting on mascara. Just kidding. I didn't wear makeup to school. But,
did anyone?
Nah.
Ladies probably did.
Yeah. I feel like we should... We're already on page 23. I feel like we should get into the next song.
This song is requested by my good friend. Our good friend.
Yeah.
Cam Powers.
It's, haven't heard it in a while. It'll really...
It's definitely a throwback.
It'll throw all you ladies back to your younger years.
To your golden age. Yeah, so, like, just enjoy. The song is titled White Flag by Dido.
Yeah.
Hit the track.
I shouldn't still lie. surrender. There will be no white flag above my door. I'm in love and always will be.
Nice.
Hey kids, we're back.
So I thought this one was really funny because we have
for our new listeners, we do have 10 listeners right now, so big deal. For our new listeners, digits. We're talking about ladylike things. How to be a lady.
So this one's funny because it really hits home at the dining halls. Mm-hmm. When a lady recognizes friends and acquaintances at other tables in a restaurant, she feels free to greet them, but only in the least intrusive way possible. She may stop by their table to greet them cordially, but she does not interrupt their dining or their conversation for long. One time, me and Emily were rushing to get to lab.
Oh, this is a great story.
And we needed to, it was Burger Wednesday. And we needed to like just get a spot to sit, but it was like 12 o'clock. So the dining hall's packed. Like there are a million people taking up the big table.
It was right after Ec 5 got out. So imagine like 400 people.
Just like going to the dining hall at once. And there was one round table taken by two people that we knew. This one guy on our floor and his girlfriend.
Who didn't go to Tufts.
But so we have our burgers. I just have like a bacon cheeseburger, I think maybe a little guac. And Emily's like got the full stack, like onions, tomato, lettuce.
I don't put tomato or lettuce on mine. But just onions. Yeah.
Okay. Just like it, but it was like a lot of stuff.
There was definitely
and
some
a
ketchup
lot of guac,
involved.
Some ketchup, mayo.
No, if there was guac, there was only mayo. But if there wasn't guac, there was ketchup.
I think it was mayo and guac.
Okay, it was mayo and guac, yeah.
And like onions.
Right.
It was just
might have been a little pico de gallo on there.
Yeah, it was definitely stacked. And Emily takes. So they're having like a nice lunch.
They're having a date. They're on a date
in the dining hall, and we have no place to sit, but we kind of know them. So we're like, okay, we're just going to sit here for 2 seconds and down our burgers and like water, and like then we're going to get out of your hair and go to lab. Hi, how are you doing? And they're like, what? And then we start eating and sitting with them. And
Emily
just bites into her like fully stacked hamburger.
Cheeseburger. Come on, respect me.
Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, that was an
I'm eating it.
All right, she's eating it, and she's just like, everything is just spilling out of her mouth while she's doing it. Just like
there's
cheesy, guac-y onions just like coming out of her mouth, and they just look at Emily like, you just ruined our whole day. I think they almost broke up after we interrupted their lunch.
One could argue that. So it wasn't my finest moment. So, but the burger was good, so that's what's worth it.
So we didn't do the most ladylike thing at the time. So the next one is, let's see. Oh, a lady builds her wardrobe on a foundation of well-made clothes that will not be out of style after one season and will endure repeated cleaning and wear.
Remember that shag vest you got last year?
I have a $7 shag vest that I got at H&M.
It's like fringe
Forever 21.
Sack.
It's like imagine like a sack made out of fringe that goes down. It's a vest that goes down to
your
knees. And you could say it's timeless.
It's a crowd favorite.
Yeah. So, and quality. I've worn it 3 times and mm-hmm. it hasn't fallen apart.
That's some fringe, important.
A little fringe is gone, but not all of it. Okay, let's see. Oh, a lady does not wear strappy sandals and airy open-toed shoes when working in a conservative business environment.
I wear flip-flops all the time at work.
Yeah.
I work at a conservative pool.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
I should put on some shoes.
Your chicken nugget toes, Giselle.
Yeah.
Emily,
you know, sometimes I even go shoeless. Sue me.
Wow. To all our listeners out there, Emily has the cutest toes.
They look like chicken nuggets.
You've ever seen.
It's really funny.
I've never seen cuter toes ever on a person.
If you want to see my toes, slide into my DMs, please.
A lady never paints her nails in public.
Oops.
Emily is always painting her nails.
Is there a lady advice on glow-in-the-dark nail polish?
It's probably
a no.
Yeah, I would say a hard no.
Well, I have that on now.
It doesn't work?
I don't know. I haven't tested it.
Okay. Well, I find it mine. Like, should we dim the lights?
Yeah, well, maybe while we're listening to the next song, we'll turn off the lights and
okay.
see.
Oh, okay. A lady never adjusts her bra or bust line within the view of other people. She also doesn't let her bra strap show unless they were meant to show. You always gotta adjust.
You know, it's just, everything is worse when you can't adjust. I'm adjusting mine now, okay? Fun fact for the viewers.
Yeah, you know, that's just unrealistic.
And the haters.
Okay. We should get into the, speaking of adjusting your bra, it's very promiscuous.
It is promiscuous. Hit the track.
So we're promiscuous girls.
Nope.
Didn't think so.
Welcome back to So Fresh, So Fine with C139.
Hey everyone, we got a public service announcement. So this one is about prescription drugs versus medical marijuana deaths.
Oh.
Number of Americans that die each day from accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Zero. Yes.
A message in the public interest from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
It is an educational radio.
Wow.
We like to teach you lessons.
That's huge.
So let's just think about that. Do you know, I think a lady would participate in medical marijuana.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lady definitely would not OD, though. She would be on top of her drugs.
So we've got another one. So a lady and her luggage.
Oh, love it.
We're on page 39 for 39. Those of you reading along.
Please tune in. Follow along.
A lady owns an evening bag or small purse for special nighttime events.
Ooh.
Freshman year, at my first frat party, I brought a side satchel.
Was it a side satchel or a wristlet?
No, it was a side satchel.
But like, you do have a wristlet, don't you?
I do, but I brought my side satchel with my driver's license, all my credit cards, all the cash I had on me.
All the things you could lose.
Yeah, all the things. And it went swimmingly.
You know, you probably looked like a lady, so.
Oh, yeah. They're like, what a girl. She really knows how to
She came prepared.
A lady knows when it's acceptable to eat the garnish. You just always eat everything on the plate.
You gotta destroy it. Eat everything except for the vegetables, right?
Yeah.
So, like, if you have a salad, just don't eat. Unless there's chicken in there. That's just tasty.
Oh, yeah. So we should also point out the fact that we have 14 listeners.
So that's a big day. Probably a record. A PR.
Okay, yeah. I think you're right.
I think last semester we had a 12 person.
That was a big day.
Our good friend Cam Powers asked, would a lady bring an overnight bag to a frat party? Yeah, yeah. I mean, she come prepared.
A lady always has the proper luggage, and if that requires an overnight bag.
To a frat party.
She's got it.
She's a lady.
But an important rule is, if a lady is to stay overnight as a guest, she leaves it clean.
Yes.
So as long as she takes
leaves
in the contents of the overnight bag, cleans up the room, bed, maybe the bathroom.
Vacuum the entire house, probably mop it.
Then she has been a true lady.
Yeah. Definitely clean the entire frat house before you leave.
Mm.
That's what a lady would do.
So a lady also does not talk with her mouth full. Emily, either of us do that?
No.
No.
Wait. Yes.
What?
Do we?
We talk with our mouth full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to clarify, we do talk. Yeah.
Yeah, we're good.
Yes.
And also a lady remembers to wear clean underwear. We've got that. We've not got that?
I think we've got that.
We got it. We got one thing.
We're good. Everything's good.
We're fine. Everything's fine.
I'm fine.
This goes back to my Italian heritage.
Mm-hmm.
Really important. So when faced with a plate of long pasta, such as spaghetti, linguine, or even fettuccine.
Oh, fettuccine.
A lady really resists.
Diverse in the pastas.
Thank you, Emily. A lady resists every temptation to chop it up with her knife and fork. Instead, she twirls a manageable mouthful around the tines of her fork and, with the help of a spoon, transfers it to her mouth.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, wow. Life imitates art.
It really does.
A lady tips graciously and as generously as the service merits. We're broke college students.
So
we tip what we can.
I try and tip.
Yeah, we try to do the 20%.
I normally just do the 20% because I can't figure out the 18% math, so I just kind of round up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just double it. And a lady never dickers over the bill. I don't know what dickers means, but you just don't.
It just doesn't sound good.
You just don't dicker. Don't dicker, folks. Don't dicker and drive.
Yeah, don't dicker and drive.
Also, a lady does not crunch her ice. I don't do that because it hurts my teeth.
I do.
Okay. damn it, I thought we had another. A lady does not brag. A lady does not whine. A lady does not nag. We have done all of those just in the radio show.
Yeah.
We bragged about the number of listeners.
Still at 14? Let's check. Did we whine? Yeah, probably. We are keeping our listeners.
Oh, that's huge. A lady knows how to give a compliment. We don't.
Gigi, your hair looks nice today.
Oh, thank you. You look beautiful as always.
I didn't shower.
Okay.
Days.
You look beautiful even though you didn't shower.
Thank you.
Your natural beauty.
Feeling a little oily, to be honest.
Feeling a little oily? Do you have those blotting sheets?
No, I normally steal Tasha's.
A lady should always keep them in their purse.
A lady should never steal.
Nice. So, want to get into
speaking of the next song? Lady, let's talk about one of the most important and influential ladies. She has apple bottom jeans and boots with fur. And the whole club was looking at her. Did she hit the flow? Next thing you know, shorty got low.
I don't understand what's going on right now. I thought we were going to do waterfalls.
Oh, should we play waterfalls?
No, that's right.
Okay. Hit the track.
I didn't understand what was going on.
Neither did I. Let me talk to you. Come on.
Was worth the money.
Okay.
This is what we get for not being a lady and bragging about the amount of listeners we have.
We it lost dropped. 3 listeners.
R.I.P. in peace.
Rip in peace. So we're it's not, the donations we're not gonna, drive right now. Okay. So if you want, just donate to donate.wmfo.org. I think that's it. Or just find it.
Yeah, just go WMFO.
Just figure it out yourself.
Saw some cash money. So back to the thing. We're on just before how to say I'm sorry, page 65. Mm. A lady does not raise her voice when angry. It is only proper to shout at someone when he or she is in danger or about to score a touchdown. Because that lady's not like those other ladies.
She's sporty.
She's a sporty, cool lady.
She knows the rules to football. Now, Gigi, what's the important question is, what's on page 69?
Page 69? I'm glad you asked how to write a sympathy note.
You know, it's an important trait.
She may say, I considered Sophie to be a close friend. I will miss her very much to comfort a friend's loss. She might write, I'm so sorry to hear for your grandmother's passing. You are in my thoughts. Those are some good things. You
those
know?
Are some real personal You're, statements.
You really never know how to react in those situations.
You really never. So,
what we were talking about earlier is we find this one to be really funny because we break this rule all the time.
I don't remember talking about it.
Don't. Not this one. I'm the one I'm about to say.
Okay.
A lady knows that certain questions are too nosy to be asked, such as, you don't remember me, do you? Where do I know you from? Are you and Bob ever going to get married? When are you and Bob going to have children? We always go up to people at, like, a social event or something like that. And like, where do I know you from?
How do I know you?
Were we in English? No, Spanish.
Are we in chem lab together?
Chem lab, no, recitation.
Chem recitation?
Yeah, that's
yeah, it's
it.
Not,
yeah.
It's not the lab, it's the recitation. Yeah,
you're not in chem?
You're not in chem.
Econ.
English 1?
I'm not in econ. Are you in econ? neither of us are in econ.
Neither of us are in ec 5? Okay.
And you get the idea. We haven't talked about marriage yet with anyone. Because
we are getting married.
Yeah, me and Emily are getting married, and that's not up. And when are we going to have children? We're expecting.
Who's to say? Could be right now.
Right now. A lady makes it a point to know the names of the teams playing in the Super Bowl. Because remember, she's a sporty lady.
She's not like one of those other ladies. She's a sporty lady.
And the most important thing is a lady makes sugar-free sweeteners and low-calorie creamers available to her guests.
That's so important.
Because the lady has to watch her figure.
She's not her figure, her figure.
Her figure.
She must watch her figure.
And a lady does not give surprise birthday parties or baby or bridal showers unless she is certain the honoree likes to be surprised. You always do it.
When I tried to surprise Gigi last year on her birthday,
I was asleep.
She was asleep.
It was a long
time. We all stormed in with brownies and fun times to be shared, and she was asleep. So I had to lightly wake her up in front of everyone. It was a beautiful moment.
It was a good birthday.
You know, it really bonded us all together.
Yeah. You want to get into the next song?
Yeah, so our next song is...
About a lady who's just having a good time with her friends.
You know, she just likes to have fun.
At a social event.
At fun social gatherings. Hit the track.
Mike Wilmer. Somebody come save me for. It feels like we've met before. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's feeling all the liquor. Chopped and screwed up. I'm a pothead, true enough. At your ex crib and your boot up. Take it slow, baby, we in no rush. Hennessy or Don Q, that's a very hard choice. But the diamonds on my pinky need a gang of cool points. And the drop head, make them drop dead, yeah. You see me in action. I've heard a lot about
piano. Go, go.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's feeling all the liquor.
You got girls in here. I'm a crew.
I'm a crew.
And they fine. Hop the line.
Hop the line.
I've been sipping on Patron and wine. I'm just trying to have a good fucking time. I was chilling with the open container. Grab the arm, told her not to be a stranger. I was blowing on the deck with my niggas. I was looking for the girls who will. Baby girl, if you fucking with me, then we getting bags. If you smoking with me, then we on dabs. I don't fuck with local hoes, I told you that. How you moving? You deserve a couple racks.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper.
You get your girl.
Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's feeling all the liquor.
Honey's on your face, baby girl. Come and do that little thing that you was doing. Hey, they was in this motherfucker tripping. What the hell they think we was doing? It seemed like we fucking in this club, baby girl. What they think that we do?
Fucking with you. Out the blue, you acting brand new. Washington's mean nothing to you. Same way with us. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come tip her. She's dancing like a stripper. Somebody come get her. She's feeling all the liquor.
Hi guys, we're back. I thought it'd be fun to listen to some tasteful music while we
I love it.
Discuss lady-like things.
Okay. This is a real inspirational fact about ladies. When life deals bad breaks, a lady rises above them.
That's so inspirational.
Yeah, it's really great.
I love a lady that rises above.
Yeah, and a lady knows how to defend herself and takes a self-defense course if she chooses.
We should do that.
The other day, the field hockey team had to take a self-defense course, and I learned what to do if someone's pointing a gun at me and how to knock it out of their hand before they could shoot me. But I was doing that. I was like,
you're probably gonna get shot.
Yeah,
still.
I was like, I'm gonna get shot. Like, they're like, as soon as I go to move my hand, they're just gonna be like, boom, dead. And I'm, but I did learn how to get out of a chokehold.
We did lose one listener.
I'm sorry. That was worse than getting shot at the self-defense
course. It's a low blow.
Ugh, so rough.
Yeah, so self-defense.
Yeah, and a lady does not miss deadlines. In class, we miss a lot.
We miss
a lot of not turned in homework over the years.
It really happens to the best of us.
Yeah. At the office, as at home, a lady always refills the ice trays. Sometimes I borrow your ice tray, and every now and then I fill it.
I have yet to use my ice tray.
Yeah, so you haven't noticed.
No.
So I feel like
I would just prefer it to be filled if I ever need it.
Yeah, it's good. I think it's filled right now.
As a room, we have a rule. It applies much less this year, but if you empty the Brita filter,
you have to.
You must.
A lady must refill.
A lady must refill the Brita that she's emptied.
Fun fact: our Brita doesn't actually work.
We do not have a filter in our Brita.
So it's just a container of water.
It just keeps the water chilled.
Yes. A lady never leaves discarded feminine hygiene products in an open wastebasket at someone else's home or at the office. She always properly wraps these items and discreetly disposes of them. So, like, some nice wrapping paper or...
Yeah, we should... A lady carries around wrapping paper for her feminine products.
A little bow.
Yeah, you required is a bow.
Sometimes a tasteful decorative bag and tissue paper.
Oh, okay.
Could work if you don't have the wrapping
paper.
As
long as you have the to and from tag on there, yeah, That's all you need.
Because,
you know, when people are opening their gifts, how are they supposed to know who it's from? How are they supposed to know who it's for? How can they write down who a lady... The lady must write a thank you note. How is she going to know who's it's from? How is she going to know who it's for?
Excellent point.
Tag all of your gifts, friends.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies.
A lady does not lead a man on. Well, me and Emily being the young smoking things we are... It's just so hard these days not to lead men on, you know?
It's so difficult.
They're always knocking down doors.
We do lock our door because...
Because they're always
there's
knocking.
Always men.
They're always there.
They're always just knocking, looking for a... Looking to hang out, you know? To slide into our DMs.
All right, we should play the song now if we want to get to our last and most important part of the book. Lady... And Extreme Etiquette, Chapter 10.
Chapter 10, here we go. The song is called Lady Marmalade.
It's lady themed.
It's lady themed.
Expensive taste.
You want an itchy, itchy, yeah, yeah.
Come on,
mocha chocolate.
What?
Rio Lady Mama.
Until he cries. Christina. Pink. Mr. Mina here.
Okay.
All right. So now we're talking about extreme etiquette. This is not your average.
This is not your average.
Going
every
to the
day.
Office, going to the party.
You're not going to the mall today as a lady.
What's the first part of extreme etiquette? I don't know.
Let's find out.
When you meet the president, you will address the president as Mr. or Madam President, as the case may be, or Sir or Ma'am. The president's spouse is greeted by his or her married name, as in Mrs. Reagan or Mr. Reagan. A lady waits for the president to initiate a handshake and any passing conversation. So if Ronald Reagan was to, like, you know, dap you up, you would wait for him to dap you up.
They must
first.
Initiate the dap.
What do we've got next? I don't know. An audience with the Pope.
Whoa.
When a lady visits Rome, the highlight of her visit would be to obtain an audience with the Pope. Whether she's Catholic or not Catholic, a lady will need great connections to gain an audience. We're not talking connections like to get into DU.
No,
we're
Zeta.
We're not talking connections to get into Zeta or 123. Where you need hella connections to get in with the Pope. When her request is granted, she will receive a ticket for an audience at a specific time at the Vatican. And then a concierge can give her further information she may need to know about the procedures. A lady knows that the Vatican is not only the headquarters for the Catholic Church, but is also one of the most famous tourist attractions in the world. For that reason, a lady makes sure to allow plenty of time to arrive at the Vatican well before her audience with the Pope. Gotta plan accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Last but not least, meeting royalty.
Oh, this is good stuff.
Meeting or encountering royalty will encompass some different etiquette rules that don't apply in the United States. A lady should be prepared for that special moment by being informed of a few important courtesies. If a lady is in line to meet anyone of royalty, she should never initiate conversation. If spoken to, then she may reply with a simple, "So nice to meet you, ma'am," or "Sir."
Or "Sir." Let's respect
the man. If a hand is extended toward her, you know, when the queen goes to dap her up, then she may extend her hand for a polite dap. If the person of royalty asks questions of the lady, then she may answer them briefly and articulately. Just
nope,
like that.
Articulately.
You get it. Like, say
articulately
that to the queen. And, you know, just for some other forms of addressing dignitaries, the vice president is Mr. or Madam Vice President, or Sir or Madam. A senator would be Senator Deal or Senator Tutoni. A member of the House would be Representative Deal. A governor of state would be Governor Gigi. Or a Catholic bishop would be Bishop Gigi or Bishop Deal. But a Roman Catholic archbishop, Your Excellency...
Your Excellency...
Deal.
The real deal.
The real deal, or the Your Excellency... The
vitamin G.
Rabbi... They keep it simple. Just Rabbi Vitamin G.
That's so humble of them.
Rabbi Real Deal. And then a member of the Protestant clergy, Mr. Deal, Mrs. Deal, Dr. Deal.
Mm.
Depends if they were, like, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I find it strange that after all of that, like, the page after, extreme etiquette, there's just this little paragraph that says, "It's sorbet, and it's the middle of dinner." and then says ice cream arriving in the middle of dinner might leave some confused about what to do. But not an informed lady. She simply takes a few bites to clear her palate. Oh my god.
Oh my god!
There's a ghost!
Sorry, someone just turned the lights off. But basically, if there's ice cream at
the
dinner table...
Don't fear, I have glow-in-the-dark nail polish.
It's just to cleanse your palate. So, thanks for listening. You're listening to So Fresh,
just
So
Fine with C139 at 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Freeform Radio.
That was so bad.
Yeah, we were distracted.
Block parties here.
Did you say MFM?
WMFO.
So I want to play us out,
Emily? So we're going to close out with a classic hit, Man, I Feel Like a Woman.
Because now
does
you all know
feel
how
like
to be
a lady.
A lady.
Is she a lady?
Thanks, Shania.
Stay tuned.